This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. A judge denied a request Friday from Denver Public Schools to keep immigration agents away from school campuses and bus stops. The district cited the detention of a parent near a school in Chicago as part of its argument for seeking an injunction against ICE. The judge said the district had not made a strong enough case that ICE officers interfered with learning. Attendance in the district was down 3% last month compared to last year, and attendance is lower in schools with a large number of migrant students. The Small Business Administration says it will relocate six of its regional offices out of what immigration opponents call sanctuary cities. It's part of a broader White House effort to punish cities that it has deemed to have immigrant-friendly policies. Small Business Administration offices will be relocated in Denver, Atlanta, Boston, Chicago, New York City, and Seattle. After nearly 4 years, Mount Lindsay, a southern Colorado 14er, has reopened to the public. The land was closed by its private owner after an unrelated lawsuit fueled liability concerns across the state. In that case, a cyclist was severely injured while biking on land owned by the U.S. Air Force Academy. His family won $7 million in damages, fearful of what it could mean if someone hurt themselves on Mount Lindsay. The owners closed the summit in 2021. Visitors must now sign a digital waiver. Mount Lindsay is on the edge of the San Luis Valley, a little northeast of Alamosa. And in southern Colorado, along the Front Range, all across the state, mostly sunny today and warmer tomorrow. It's CPR News and KRCC.